We now come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And in our usual way, we begin with the joy of the ministry in our church and all the ways that God is moving in and through it. And though we can't meet here in person, there are still good things going on that the church is doing and ways that you can participate. Don't forget Bible study on Tuesday morning as we work our way through the Old Testament. And we are looking at Jacob and Esau this week. And so if you are a twin or a sibling or have had some rivalries in your family, join us Tuesday at 10 a.m. to talk through that story and what it means for us. Wednesday nights this week is finishing up our book that we've been studying. And a week from Wednesday, we will begin a new study on Beth Moore's Get Out of That Pit. This has become a women's night study, and so if you are a lady out there who'd like to join some good Christian sisterhood fellowship working through a good book, let me know, and I'll help you get your hands on that book and to be able to join us. Please note that, like Becky said, Joygrams are still going, and so this is a free, joy-filled ministry of the church, and so if you'd like to send a smile through a Joygram to somebody in our congregation or in our community, get the information to me of where you would like it to go, what you would like it to say, and I will send it out as soon as possible. We give thanks as we had outreach lunch yesterday, another successful meal that was served, and a big thank you to those volunteers who came in to help pack those boxes and hand them out, and to all of those who provided hot dishes and help to be able to fill those boxes. Boy, it was a heavy and delicious box that we gave out, and the friends that received them were so thankful, and over again still, we constantly are told, this church serves the best meals by far. And so thank you for those that helped to make that happen, feeding those in need. Please note that next Sunday is Pentecost, and this is the celebration of the birthday of the church. Not this church, but the church. And one of the ways we celebrate is by wearing red. Look at that, I'm already ready for Pentecost. And so I invite you next Sunday as you gather for worship around your computer, phone, TV screen, whatever it may be, to get in the spirit and wear red and be ready to celebrate the power, magnitude, and reach of our holy church. And finally, last but not least, on announcements, if you have somebody that you would like honored that's graduating, whether they're culminating from middle school to high school, graduating high school, college, or beyond, please get that information into us as soon as possible so that we can make sure to honor them as best that we can. Right now, with social distancing, our graduates could use all the celebration that they can get, and so let us as a church surround them and celebrate them in this season. We do have some joys to be lifting. One, our flowers this morning are in honor and memory of the church's beloved Dick Wolverton, whose birthday would have been Tuesday, May 26th. And so for all of the fingerprints that Dick left around this church and in the lives of the people of this church, and especially for the rock that he was for the Wolverton family, we give thanks and praise. We also have a few other birthdays. Today is my baby Kylie's 14th birthday, and so a big happy birthday to my Kylie that is so patient and getting dragged along to everything that I bring her to and has for 14 years now, and so I give thanks for her. She's not alone in her birthday, though, today. Lori Clausen's dad, Don Kurza, back in New Jersey, is celebrating his 90th birthday today, and so happy birthday to Don Kurza. And Dick is not alone on his birthday on Tuesday, as our beloved Steve Stevens is turning 80 years old on Tuesday. And so happy 80th birthday, Steve Stevens. And finally, on Wednesday, I know there's more birthdays, but these are the ones that I know about. And Wednesday is my baby Maddie's 9th birthday. And so a happy birthday to Madison Dixon on Wednesday. And so for all of those celebrating birthdays, we ask God to pour out blessings upon you on your birthday and on a new year of life. May it be joy-filled, family-filled, and most of all, filled by God's presence with you. So happy birthday to all of those. We also have a joy from Terry Haas, who would like to continue to lift her husband, Bill, with a joy that he is continuing to improve and get stronger every day. And so we give thanks for the health that is coming back to Bill and the healing that is happening. We have a prayer request from Imelda Uy, who would like to lift up her coworker, Charles Gallery, who suddenly passed away this week of a heart attack. And so for Charles, we give thanks for his life and ask you, Lord, to wrap your loving arms around Charles as he moves from this life into eternity with you, and ask that God wraps his arms around all of those who grieve in his passing. And so for Charles Gallery, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then last but not least in our prayers, tomorrow is Memorial Day. And thankfully, to mix in with our Christmas spirit, Heidi and Anton's pieces will both be in honor of Memorial Day tomorrow. And we give thanks for all of those who have given their life for our safety, for our security, for peace to be in this world. And we ask that as we go into Memorial Day, that Lord will help us to find peace on this earth, that especially right now as we as a world struggle together, that we realize how much we have in common, how much we need one another, and how much we need peace to be able to love and support one another as a whole world. And so for all of this, Lord, we lift as we go to you in prayers today. Will you join me in prayer? Today, Jesus, we are faced with a wonderful truth to proclaim, but also an awesome and uncomfortable responsibility. We praise you and celebrate you as ascended Lord. We recognize that you have authority over all things, but we live in a world where greed and power and violence seem to be in control. And so as you call us to pray, come as Lord Jesus and set the world to rights. We praise you and celebrate you as the way, truth, and life. We recognize that in you our life is made whole and full. But we live in a world where death, brokenness, and need appear to be everywhere. And so as you call us, we pray, come as Lord Jesus and set the world to rights. We praise you and celebrate you as God among us. We receive your invitation to live God's dream, but we live in a world where dreams and hearts are broken daily and hope seems all but lost. And so as you call us, we pray, come as Lord Jesus and set the world to rights. And as we pray, as you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now with that, as we turn our hearts to the Lord, we also turn our gifts to the Lord as we come to the time in our service where we give of our offering. And as usual, now is a great time for us as the community together to be blessing our offerings, that if you're able to mail them in or drop them off, that now's the time to put them in the envelope and put them before you, or if you're able to give online, to go on the website at this moment, that we continue in our weekly habits that we do even when we are not in person together. And so we give this time to God as we give our offerings of gifts and tithes at this time.